The Bethel City Council voted unanimously to fire City Manager Lee Foley during a special meeting on Monday. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
The termination comes after the three-month-long investigation conducted by a third-party attorney into nepotism, contracts, and personnel issues, among other concerns. Councilmember Mark Springer noted that Foley had done a lot of good for the city.
However, it is the council's prerogative at any time to terminate a city manager, and in light of matters that have come to our attention and that have been given very serious consideration by the council, that's why I'm making this motion. And as I said in a previous meeting, this is not something that we're taking lightly.
Mayor Joe Klaka said there were at least three contracts that were not sent out for competitive bidding, including the demolition of the old police station. The mayor would not name the other two, but the investigation included examination of city contracts with former finance director Bobby Sutton.
We have not been following Bethel Municipal Code. As our administrator of the city, he is the person who is most responsible for that to occur. Mm-hmm. And it's just not been followed multiple times.
The council has confirmed violations within the city related to procurement, nepotism, credit card usage, personnel policies, leave, and travel and training policies. Foley's son, Beau, works for the city's IT department, which violates current city code. In an interview with the Anchorage Daily News, Foley admitted to using a city credit card for personal business and allowing department heads to do the same before paying back the money. The termination was effective immediately. Foley has been city manager since July of 2008. Port Director Pete Williams has been the acting city manager since Foley was placed on administrative leave in April. The council is hoping to hire a human resources director soon in efforts to ensure personnel policies are followed. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.